alive because he lives.
You know, the think about this. You know, the we've kind of entitled this one the life of the cross. So we just had a funeral the other day of a longtime saint from the congregation here in Barbara, and we always think of that time when, and it's been mentioned at many there of the beginning date and the end date, and then that dash in the middle, you know, and what that was. And for many of us, you know, it's in at least our life in Christ, you know, it's kind of that life after we've given our life to Christ and that. But then got to thinking a little bit about Jesus here. That dash and that cross was before he was even born, before he knew that was to come. Even from the manger to the tomb, one thought in his mind was that of going to the cross for each of us. And that was ever before him. He would be talking with his disciples, and this is after Peter had made the confession there. You know, he'd asked around Caesarea Philippi there, and who do you say that I am? And of course, Jesus would command Peter for that, that acknowledgement that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. He would also go on to tell him and talk to him about the cost that it would take. He would say in 8:34 of Mark, and we had called the people unto his disciples, also unto them, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. That was ever before Jesus' mind. You know, we think of even the thought of him being growing up as a carpenter, and maybe there was, and this is just pure speculation here, so this is not biblical at all, but you know, that maybe there was a tree that was growing there, and maybe his father would say, well, let's come down and use this, you know, and Jesus would say, you know, maybe not that one, not just yet. And I know carpenter could have been many different trades at that point in time, but he always knew, and he always had that before him, of a cross. Peter would be one that would when this topic came up, Peter would say, "No, that, you know, no, you're not gonna suffer in that way." And then Jesus would reprimand him there. To take up his cross. On that night, that last night, he was together with his disciples. He was in the upper room with his disciples, and he would know that just the next day, and even that night, that the beatings would start, the trials would commence, and that cross would be getting ready for him. On that day that he took up that cross, took it down, and carried it to him, he knew that was ever before him. He didn't do it on his own. He wasn't doing it for his own sins, but he was doing it for the sins of many. Humbled himself, so to speak, and he took on his life and gave it as a ransom for many. Christians, I think he's telling us here, as he did his disciples, that There's going to be a time in our life when that cross we take up, and that thought in our minds that things aren't always going to be easy. Things aren't always going to be the paved road. Sometimes they're going to be hard, but to have this thought in our minds, in the New Testament, in Romans 6:6, it kind of talks about it here in Romans 6:6. It says, "We know that our own sinful selves were crucified with Christ." And that's what we, you know, when we're buried with him in baptism, we're crucified, we're buried with him, and arise to walk in the newness of life. And then as we think about it, in Galatians 2:20 through 21, "I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live of the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." We remember that. Remember that around this time around the table. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to come each week to be reminded with these emblems ever before us, to keep that foremost in our mind, Lord, to know that we so easily forget so many things, but to have this thought and this reminder of your compassion and your love for us in these emblems that we have before us, thinking about the fruit of the vine, that it was your pure and precious blood that was poured out there on Calvary, and the bread representing your body that was torn apart and beaten as well, and with the whip and the scourge and the nails and just all the things that took place there. And it wasn't because you were a sinful person or you were dying for your own sins, but you were dying by having taken our sins upon yourself and going to the cross for each one of us. And as we remember these, we ask that we commit our life more fully this next week to live a life more pleasing unto you, that these emblems would remind us of that each week. And so it's not something that we forget, but it's something we look forward to each week, is to meet your Son around this table. For it's in his name we pray.